WA3NAN, Greenbelt, Maryland.
Houston, a space shuttle contingency has been declared from Space Shuttle Columbia this morning at approximately 8 a.m. Central Time as Columbia was descending toward a landing in Florida. At the time, Columbia was at an altitude of approximately 200,000 feet above North Central Texas. No communications or tracking from Columbia has been received by Mission Control since that time. Search and rescue authorities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in Port of East Texas and other pertinent areas have been alerted to the space shuttle. Any debris that is found that may be related to the space shuttle's contingency should be avoided and may be hazardous due to the toxic nature of propellants that are used on board the space shuttle. The locations of any possible debris should be reported immediately to local law enforcement authorities. In Mission Control, Focus Fuller continues through contingency procedures designed to secure all information, data, and notes pertinent to today's descent of the Space Shuttle Columbia. This is Mission Control, Houston.
This is WA3NAN Incorporated. The volunteer control operators are retransmitting live air-to-ground shuttle communications of the Space Shuttle mission. This is WA3NAN.
WA3NAN is currently covering the contingency phase for the end of mission for STS-107. We will have air-to-ground or mission control center communications as they occur during this contingency phase. This is WA3NAN.
This is WA3NAN covering the contingency phase for end of mission for STS-107. For the contingency phase until we have reached a resolution of the current situation.
Okay, because I finally could hang out with you.
The reentry phase prior to the coastline of Florida on its final approach to Kennedy Space Center orbital landing facility and runway 33. No communications have been available from Columbia since approximately 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The Merritt Island Tracking Station and the C-band radars at the Cape failed to acquire the shuttle on its scheduled approach. No communications with the orbiter has occurred since that time. Reports have been received over the Palestine, Texas area that multiple smoke trails and sky indicative of some problem at high altitude was seen by witnesses. Citizens in that area of Texas are cautioned that if they encounter debris on the ground, they are to avoid the debris due to the toxic and hazardous nature of control and propellant substances used aboard space shuttle orbiters. If they encounter such debris, they are encouraged to contact local police, fire, or rescue officials. And do not attempt to recover or to touch in any way any debris which may be encountered. Local law enforcement, rescue and fire officials have contingency plans and they will contact NASA upon receiving the information from whoever may discover such such debris. WA3NAN will continue to cover the contingency phase and we'll have reports from Mission Control Center in Houston, Texas as they occur. This is WA3NAN.
This is Mission Control Houston. Flight controllers in Mission Control continue to secure all information and data that may be pertinent to today's descent by the Space Shuttle Columbia. Communications were lost with the Space Shuttle Columbia at approximately 8 a.m. Central Time as it flew at an altitude of 200,000 feet and a speed of approximately 12,500 miles per hour toward a planned landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Touchdown for Columbia was scheduled for 8:16 a.m. Central Time in Florida. Search and rescue teams in the Dallas